you tell me your name and what county you're from and what union you're from?
I'm from Canoe County. My name is Rick Glover. I'm from Cabin Creek, Charleston area.
And why are you here today?
Well, I'm here just because I believe in what the teachers want. I think that legislators has showed all disrespect to workers, and it's just not the teachers now. It's become a more dominant with disrespect to workers, and they're extremely pro-business. There's nothing wrong with being business, but they have forgot the people who makes this state and things happen.
Are you a MWA member?
Yes, I'm a MWA member. I'm from local 8843.
That's Canoe County?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you just look how arrogant the Senate president is. There's no use for somebody to be that arrogant with just, you know, just, and our whole leadership of our state, even on the national level, has forgot about workers. But, yeah, I mean, just look at the leadership of our state, and even on the national level. And labor only asks for, you know, just a piece of the pie. They're not asking for the whole pie. And you think about the teachers, the money they spend for the education, things they do for their own, on their own, for our children, take it on their own. And then they want to cut their health care. I mean, I know now they've got it froze, but they want to go by their annual income to the whole family. And then you think about the money that they make, and then all the schooling they have to go through. That's not right. And as a lot of them says, we've been pretty much 50th in wages. And when you look at West Virginia, now just stop and think. We've got the timber, we've got the natural gas, we got coal, we've got water, we've got tourism. We could be the Colorado of the East if it was managed, but it is not. And we pay some of the highest taxes. Just think, I mean, people should think about that.
Could you tell me your names and what school and county you're from?
Yeah, my name is Cecilia and I am from Putnam County. I go to Poca High School.
My name is Jenna and I go to Poca High School.
Good ads.
Yeah.
Could you tell me why you're here today?
My mom's a teacher, so I'm standing strong with her, and I just feel like we should always support our teachers because they're, like, making our future.
Well, I'm here because all of my teachers are my biggest supporters, and I think we should support them also.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
All right, could you tell me your name and what county and school you're from?
My name's Emily Eskew, and I'm from Kanawha County. I teach fourth grade at Marmette Elementary. Basically, what this means to me is more about the respect for the profession, because here we are, 48th paid in the country, actually, and there's no incentive to stay here. And as a young educator, that's something that we need to have, because we have all these vacancies and nobody wants to stay. Our legislature doesn't respect us, and in turn, that makes the public not respect us. And you see all these comments about us being babysitters or we don't do anything. And, you know, it's ridiculous because I see so many things, good and bad, in the classroom. And I just feel like we need to really take a look and reevaluate our perspective on education and how we view it. And I feel like it needs to be, like, one of our top priorities, because if our kids aren't learning, we have no future. So that's just my spiel on it.
That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, could you tell me your name and what school and county you're from?
My name is Kelly Punzalon, and I work at Barbersville Middle School in Cabell County.
And why are you here today?
I am here because I'm very concerned about my PEIA benefits and the way that they have increased my premiums and my deductibles. And I'm also here because I believe we deserve a higher pay raise.
Okay, could you tell me your name and county and school?
My name is John Connor. I am a special education teacher in the high school at Pendleton County.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to lend a voice to those that can't have a voice on these important issues, especially with regards to the PEIA and the broken funding that's there, the need for a permanent fix on PEIA, and absolutely about competitive pay. I know folks are going to be hearing that teachers are just asking for more money. It's not that. we've got to get the pay scale in West Virginia competitive so we stop losing our talented teacher pool to our surrounding states.
Thank you so much. Could you tell me your name, county, and school?
My name's Andrea Martin, and I'm a teacher in Fayette County, a parent in Raleigh County.
And why are you here today?
Trying to get something done about our insurance and our pay. So, no, I'm here to try to get something done about the insurance and the pay. I would just be happy if my pay increase was enough to cover my premium increase. I'm not asking for much.
Could you tell me your name at county and school?
Kelly Douglas, Kanawha County, Overbrook Elementary School.
What do you teach?
First grade.
And could you tell me why you're here today?
Because I feel like for a lot of years, West Virginia teachers have been pushed to the side, and it's not right. We are with the children of the future for predominantly most of their lives. We care for them, we give them food, we give them shelter, we give them love. And West Virginia has been looking down on us for some reason for trying to care for their children. And I don't think it's fair for us. We deserve more respect. We deserve more fair treatment, and we deserve the love that we give to kids every single day.
Thank you so much.
My name is Kelly Engel, and I am from Spring Hill Elementary in Cabell County.
And could you tell me why you're here today?
Well, I am a teacher of 25 years, and I am here not just for myself, but to support all teachers and state employees, also my own children. I have a daughter that's in education that's about to graduate, and I know this is going to determine her future. And my son is a type 1 diabetic, and we are already eaten up with costs for his supplies and things, so we need a big change with our insurance.
Okay, could you tell me your name, county, and school?
I'm not from a school.
Oh, okay. Name and county?
Terry Board, Jackson County, West Virginia.
And why are you here today?
To support the teachers and also for our PEIA. I'm a state employee, and we don't make very much. And if they raise it, I mean, I literally, if I wasn't married, could apply and get food stamps because of our pay. But it's also to support our teachers, unions, everybody. That is my main objective, just everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you ask her how much money she made last year? This is sad.
You can do it since you're a best friend.
I can. You know what?
Everything, even about me.
She, 23 plus years as a full-time state employee, plus she had 3 years temp service before she got hired on full-time. She grossed $23,000 last year, and they raised her insurance. Now that is sad. A 23 years of loyal employee. Not only that, what they've done to the PEIA, this raise is just a slap in the face, is what it is. They don't care about us. All they care is their personal agendas and pushing them through behind closed doors. We had Republicans that were siding with us. They recessed, took them in a back room, and when they came out, they voted with their party. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. And what they've done with the right to work and repealing prevailing wage. You know, I went out on a job last week, and see, I've been working pipeline, and they gave me a raise on the pipeline. I went out on a job, on a road job last week, and I took a $1.50 cut, and the company didn't have to pay in my annuity. You know why? Because of no prevailing wage. And that's ridiculous. It's sad. It's sad.
And what county are you from?
Jackson County, baby.
What's your name?
Carmichael is from Jackson County, and we don't even vote for him. You know, my name's Paula Prunty, and I'm in the Laborers Union Local 1085.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Beverly Hartley, Jackson County. I'm president of the AFT local in Jackson County.
And could you tell me why you're here today?
You know, it's hard to believe for a lot of people, but the truth is, this is not about the money and the PEIA for the teachers we already have. This is more about taking care of the children in the future. I want my grandchildren and their children to be taught by certified teachers. And the way it is now, there is no reason for teachers to stay in West Virginia because they can just cross the border and make so much more. And therefore, we're dumbing down our system of education. And how is West Virginia going to survive that? They say that they need to invest in the future by breaking all these deals with these natural resources people, the gas companies, the oil companies, all of that. They say that that's how they're going to build West Virginia's futures. They can't be more wrong. They can't be more wrong, because where are the engineers going to come from for those companies? 45% of all of the math teachers, grades 7 through 11, are not certified in math. I mean, there's a statistic for you. And still, West Virginia invested $2 million last year in a golf tournament at the Greenbrier. I'm sorry. That is not appropriate. That is not helping our state. We invest all of this money in all of these prime interests of our legislators. Because basically, my feeling is that they really do not care about West Virginians. I don't believe they care about West Virginians at all. I think they care about big business and the money they can line their pockets with.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.